Great, and Vince Gilbride brings you the Amos and Andy Show. A full half hour of entertainment with all the Amos and Andy characters, plus Bud Bleskin and his orchestra, and those famous
Downtown Rhythm Boys.
Now, Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the story of Amos and Andy. Kingfisher's wife, Sapphire, has come to the conclusion that her husband's association with Andy Brown is the main cause of him being such a shiftless loafer. And right now, she's telling the Kingfisher about it.
George Stevens, I've made up my mind that I'm going to have a husband that dresses good, knows nice people, and has got a steady job.
Sapphire, you mean to say that you was going to leave me?
George, I know why you're no good, bum. It's on account of your association with Andy Brown. Why don't you try to meet a nicer class of men?
Well, I ain't got the opportunity to meet them. They're all working.
Well, that Andy Brown is the cause of it all. What has he ever accomplished?
Well, yesterday he had a run of 13 balls in the side pocket without needing all the deals.
Now, that's exactly what I mean. Andy hanging around a pool table all day. Why don't you go to a country place like the public library?
They ain't got no pool table there. What you
All Andy thinks about is pool table. He ain't got no background.
Well, he got a rich uncle, I know, by the name of Sylvester, that's got a rubber plantation down in Brazil. He wrote a letter to his uncle Sylvester last week.
Listen, George Stevens, we ain't gonna let Andy Brown ruin our married life, and I want you to do something about it.
Come in, Henry, come in.
Well, how's everything with the lodge today, Kingsley?
Well, everything's all right, yeah, but my wife's really been jumping on me. She claimed that I've had a big old offensive with Andy on a front of him being a lazy, good-for-nothing bum.
Well, my wife, Clara, told me the same thing.
Oh, is he gonna break off with Andy?
No, no. Clara was talking about you, Kingsley.
Oh, my wife wants me to pick out a set of people to associate with.
Well, yes, it would be nice if you could pick out a man like, well, say our society leader, Mr. Thornton Washburn III.
Thornton Washburn III, yeah. The company is, why does he call him the third?
His mother was married twice before.
Is he a successful man?
Oh, yes, indeed. And he's opened up a fix-it shop. But the last thing he fixed got him in a little trouble.
Oh, what was that?
A football game.
Yeah. Well, Andy's a bum, all right.
Yeah.
Well, come in, Lightning.
Yes, how is you, Lightning? How is
you? Oh, we had a good news about Miss Andy.
Well, no, I haven't, Lightning. What is it?
Well, he just got a telegram from his uncle, Sylvester, down in Brazil that owns a rubber plantation.
Rubber plantation?
He wants Andy to come down there as his assistant and will pay him $200 a week.
Holy Moses, yes, that is news.
And Miss Andy sure is happy. Well, so long, I'll quit it right on.
Well, King Jake, how do you like that? $200 a week. That's a real break for Andy.
Break? $200 a week sounds more like a compound tractor to me there.
Yes, indeed. Andy will be on the gravy train. Too bad that you can't hit the ride on the caboose.
Well, you know, I figured that minute he said $200 a week there. Probably is. My wife won't leave New York City, you see.
Andy going to Brazil. That's quite an expensive trip, too. The travel agent will make quite a hunk of money on that ticket.
Yeah, that is. Right. Them travel agents do. Say, speaking of the caboose, you know, I think I'd go into the travel agent business right now. Travel anywhere. World Tours Incorporated.
Hello there, Kingfish.
Well, Andy, the only reason I dropped by is to tell you that I'm too busy to drop by today. I just formed a new company that arranges transportation all over the world, specializing in South America.
Yeah, well, that's a coincidence. I just got a wire from Uncle Sylvester. He asked me to come to Brazil to help him manage his rubber plantation.
Yeah, that's so. You don't mean to tell me, maybe I can help you with your transportation. I got a regular travel bureau that I'm running now. Only costs you about 10 or 15% extra there.
Well, I've been thinking the thing over since I got the telegram. I don't know if I want to go to Brazil, leave all my friends up here in New York. Might be too hot down there for me.
Well, true of the matter is, very cool, Andy. Brazil is noted for its wonderful humidity.
Oh, yeah.
can take an easy chair there and just sit out on the tarantula there with big arms in your mouth, you know?
Well, Kingfish, I'll talk to somebody about it, and they told me that sometimes it gets to 103 in the shade down there.
Yeah, well, you ain't gonna be crazy enough to sit in the shade, though, will you? Now about your transportation, man. You gotta get a passport to get out of the country.
Yeah, well, I want to get on one that don't rock much, because I get seasick.
No, you thinking of a transport, sir. I don't want a passport, Anna. That's a little book with your picture on to tell you who he is.
Well, I know who I am.
Yeah, but Anna, you gotta have a passport.
Well, I ain't got no passport for the country I was living in now.
Well, of course you don't, Anna. This here ain't a foreign country.
That's funny. I was talking to my Chinese laundryman, and he told me it was.
Now, wait a minute. Look here. Take my word for it. You gotta have a passport and you gotta have a picture. Now, why don't you go down to the police department and get that picture of you they got down there? You know, they got the picture.
Must I get the full face or the profile?
Oh, get the full face, but don't forget to clip the number off the back before you paste it on there.
And you say that your company takes care of all the transportation.
Oh, yeah. Tell you everything to do, save your words, save your trouble, save you all that stuff.
Say, somebody told me that I got to pass through customs. What is that?
Customs? Everybody passes through customs, Anna. It's a lovely trip you'll have gone.
Tell me this, where is customs?
Customs? You don't mean to tell me you don't know where it is.
No, I got no idea.
Oh, no, it's about 60 miles from the Rock of Gibraltar. called the Custom Islands, owned by Spain. Mm. Oh, you was here just breaking old Spanish customs, are you?
Okay, Kingfish, this thing sounds pretty good to me. You arrange the whole trip.
Oh, great, Anna, I'll do that.
Tell me this, do I go direct to Brazil from New York?
Well, you might take a little side trip and have some fun on the way down. Maybe I can arrange for you to stop off for a few days at a place that you'll enjoy.
Is it any good?
Is it any good? Listen, Anna.
Managua, Nicaragua is a beautiful town. You buy a hockey and a bottle, you take it down. You give it to the lady you are trying to win. Managua,
Oh, join this new travel bureau here in Harlem and see the man who's getting Andy Brown down to Brazil there. Say, mister, I'd like to get waited on.
Now, wait a minute. Don't come in here shooting off your mouth about being waited on. Business I am. You gotta waste your time. Take a number off the counter there.
All right, I'll take one. Number 65.
Now take a seat that we call you. Number 65.
Saturday.
Well, I'm glad to take care of you, my friend, because that's my business. Matter of fact, I'm right in the middle of arranging a round-the-world trip for a fellow right now. He don't want to spend but $75.
Two around the world for $75. Can you work it out?
Oh, yeah. Of course, he's going to have up doing an awful lot of walking.
See what you mean.
Yeah, I got to get this ticket over to him right away, too. Excuse me a minute while I check this over.
Yes, take it
the
thing over there.
SOS Queen Elizabeth to England. Walk across Europe. Take Shanghai Express right into Shanghai, China.
Now, let's see.
7,000 miles from home, and there's $1.85 left.
$1.85?
I sure hope he likes China.
Look here, mister, I ain't got much time. I want rent classes for a friend of mine.
Well, certainly, I can handle it for you. I've been all over the world myself. Where do you want to go?
Brazil.
Brazil? That name sounds familiar. Let me look at this big map here. Brazil.
It ought to be on there.
That ain't in Europe. Don't see it in Asia.
Wait a minute. It's coming back to me now. Wait a minute. Let's get over here. Let's get over to Africa. Yeah.
No, it ain't that. What is this place here? Say, how about sending your friend to Australia himself?
No, he wants to go to Brazil.
Well, we can't send him there if we can't find a place, can we? Talk sensible.
Can't you find a place on the thing?
Wait a minute. Here's a spot for your friend. Hey, Wyman Island. He can see them hoochie hoo girls in that grass skirt.
No, he wants to see.
You know them gals over there wearing long grass skirts in the winter and short grass skirts in the summer. And if he leaves now, he'll get over there just in time to see them rotating their crops.
Worth seeing all that, I guess. Don't you think that would be worth seeing?
Well, ain't it the truth?
Wait a minute, Mother. Here, Brazil, right down here in South America.
Is that where you found it? It must be that new clerk I got. We now put the countries back where they belong.
Hey, well, now look, Mother, I want to get the cheapest possible boat passage to Brazil.
Well, the cheapest is a camel boat. Got one going down with 5,000 head on board. The boat ticket is $50.
That'll go, though.
Yeah, and for a little extra money, I might fix it up so your friend can eat at the captain's table.
Hey, well, maybe you ain't got a travel that high, sir.
Well, on a cattle boat, there's a wide spread between eating at the captain's table and the next accommodation.
Oh, what is the next eating accommodation?
A low cost.
Let me see here now.
And if you'd like to spend $10 more, I could get him on an extra fire cattle boat.
Extra fire? What's the advantage of that?
Well, there's two advantages. You get to travel with prize-winning cattle, and they put the bed in your stall.
Well, then, I was back. I had to spend the whole $150 that you give me. Here's your ticket to Brazil. Oh, big ocean liner. Any big ocean liner?
Yeah, let me see this ticket.
Yeah, there you are. Look at that. There's a lot of ticket there in it. About a foot and a half long. Look at that.
Yeah, they have passage for one on the SS Guernsey.
Oh, yeah, Andy, that's a double E prime boat there, boy. That's a good boat.
Well, it's funny I never heard of the SS Guernsey. Is that going to be a nice crowd on there?
Oh, yeah. There'll be mostly a Texas bunch. You get along. You're going to like the boat, Andy.
Well, I get a chance to talk to a lot of friends on the boat.
Oh, yeah, and even you can sit out on the deck there and chew the cud with all the people there.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know if I want to talk for much at night like that. I want to get to bed early.
Yeah, well, Andy, I guarantee every night you'll be in the hay by 7.
I do, yeah. Hey, Kingfish. I know this is a kind of a silly question, but could this be a cattle boat I'm going on?
Well, there are a few cattle on board, but the finest boats on the ocean carry cattle on them. Cattle will travel on all boats.
Even the Queen Elizabeth got a fairy joint, or you know.
Yeah, well, how many cows are on this boat?
Well, the steerage on this boat has about 5,000, small group.
How about getting me on the boat where they're using people for steerage?
Oh, don't worry about steerage, Andy. With the wind blowing right, you'll never notice it, I tell you. There's a lot of advantages in traveling on a cattle boat. Anything of the amusement.
What kind of amusement?
Oh, there's a lot of deck sports. Lasso yourself a few steers, play some steel on the heifer, and all that stuff there.
Well, I guess the cattle boat's okay.
Oh, fine, then, Andy. And I'll get all of our friends to come down to the dock when you leave and bid you about hosting.
By the way, Kingfish, where do I go to get on this boat?
Oh, just go down to Pier 52, Andy.
Which boat is it?
Well, I don't know exactly where I'm standing, but you can't miss it. Just follow the fly. Come on, Amos, come here.
How is it, pal?
Come on, I just come over to talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll leave you two boys alone. See you later. So long, boys.
Oh. Well, I'm going to Brazil, Amos. Got my tickets and everything.
Yeah, I was over to the newspaper talking to Fred Grindell, and he told me that you're leaving. He wants to come over and interview you, Andy.
Oh, boy, that's great. Put my picture in the paper with a story, huh?
Oh, yeah. What kind of stuff are you going to tell him?
Well, I'll start off with my childhood, my school days. Ah, school days.
I remember your school days.
Oh, that was one of the happiest weeks of my life.
Well, I'll tell Grindell to come on over here then for the interview, huh?
Yeah, tell him to bring a bunch of pencils and a lot of paper. I'll give him an interview like he ain't never seen before in his life.
Well, Andy, I hope you have a nice trip and arrive in Brazil nice and healthy, boy.
Healthy? Amos, by the time I get off that boat, I'll be homogenized. Fred Grindell, how is the newspaper business, Fred?
Well, great, Andy, great, man. They called me in the office that told me to come over here and interview you and get some dough. Stop business, boy. Stop business.
Well, Fred, I'm going to Brazil. You think I'll like it down there?
Oh, you will love it down there, Andy. You will love that country. Oh, yeah,
you know?
Oh, Brazil is a very picturesque country, Andy. It's got beautiful mountains, lovely lakes, gorgeous beaches, and breathtaking valleys. And the scenery is nice, too. Yeah, but you won't get much sleep down there, Andy.
How come I won't get much sleep?
Well, Andy, ain't you here? There's an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Oh, it's a killer.
Well, how about this interview that I have?
Well, you know, Andy, Brazil is really quite exports to this country. We get most of our coffee from there, and most of our common Miranda's.
Well, now, how about the interview?
Listen, I'll tell you what I'll do. You won't take a boat going down there. You will love the boat ride. Ocean all the way, Andy, and it's a wonderful way of traveling. You will travel on the boat, have a certain air about it.
Yeah, well, this boat I'm going on has got that on. Now, for the interview, when I was very young...
Well, now, I think I got enough from you now, ain't I? Got enough from you.
Wait a minute. I ain't told you nothing yet. Don't you need some facts?
Facts never, Andy. I'm a newspaper man. When I write news, facts, get them away. Get them away.
By the way, Fred, when I get down there, what'll I do about learning the language?
Well, now, all they speak down there is Portuguese, and all they speak is Portuguese. You gotta get somebody to teach you. Now, as soon as you land down there, Andy, I'll give you a tip. Grab yourself a Portuguese, and he'll learn your son.
It's a fact. Rinso gets our southern dirt 1, 2, 3. For Rinso has a triple action formula. Yes, Rinso gives you all three. One, Rinso's surfy rich base makes suds that drive deep down. Gets our southern dirt without hard rubbing or scrubbing. Two, Rinso's sud booster means even in hard water, you get heaps of hard-working suds and fast. Three, Rinso's grease chaser goes after grease and grime. That is easy on hands. That's to that yellowing of clothes, too. So if you want to wash with the envy of the neighborhood, just remember...
Well, hello there, LaGuardia. I see you about some legal matters here.
Come in.
Yeah, well, tell me this. If you're going out, I see a note there on your desk, say, back at 4 o'clock.
Well, no, that's my plumber with the car driver. He come along with four to work on my back.
Now, listen, McCoy, let's sit down and get out of this legal advice here. Now, here's the story. Another fellow got a telegram from his uncle to come to Brazil for a big job, and I want that job.
Well, why don't you take his ticket and go down there?
Well, if I've done that, is there any possible way I can get into any trouble?
Oh, sure, it must be somewhere. I'll find it.
Oh, no, look here. I done decided to talk him out of going. Now, could he do anything to me?
Well, he just called the Coast Guard and start extradition proceedings.
Extradition proceedings, what's that?
I don't know exactly, but it's something like that. Find out where you're going to be and check up on where you is, and then they'll pick you up where you is and bring you back to where you were.
Can they do that for
me? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm in the lung case. I went with the police up in Canada to bring Bobby Man.
Yeah, did you get him?
Yeah. I brought him all the way back to New York. He fought and fought all the way. I got him there.
And boy, was he mad. The man was mad, eh?
I say, well, I had the wrong man.
Well, same world again. I did some thinking here. The only thing for me to do in my case is to unsell the fella on going to Brazil. Now, if I run into any trouble or anything, I'll tell you.
Well, you better call me early, sir. I got to go see a man by taking him in as a partner in my law.
Oh, a partner. That's a good idea.
Yeah, he's a good man. Ooh. He cashed a check for $2,500 and bought a half interest in my law business.
$2,500.
Yeah, now I got to go to court and watch him in action.
Oh, yeah, tell me this. Has he got a case in court?
Yes, every case. I'm suing him for signing my name. That's it.
Come in, Jinkfish. I'm getting all ready for my big trip to Brazil.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Barney. There are still a few little details that ain't been put care of yet before anybody leaves for dangerous country.
What kind of details?
Well, now, before you can leave, Andy, you got to get your inoculation shot. I'll say you'd be ready for surgery at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Surgery?
Oh, nothing to worry about. You might get over it. You just gotta go to the hospital and let the doctors give you them inoculations of them hypochondriac needles, you know.
Wait a minute here. I don't want nobody jabbing me with no needles. Them needles hurt.
Oh, no, Andy. When they plunges that needle into your arm, you don't even feel it.
The needles?
Oh, your arm.
Well, what is I gotta have all these shots for?
Well, Andy, you were problem with pure blood-blooded cattle, and they ain't taking no chances.
Yeah, I don't want to mess up the cattle. But these shots you talk about have got me scared.
Yeah, well, you got to have them, man. They're going to Brazil. That's the law. The law reads that you got to have tetanus shots, typhoid, yellow fever, and the worst of all, of course, is the jaundice shot.
Where do they shoot you for that?
Usually in the left jaundice. Okay?
Oh, no, that's where I fooled them. I had my jaundices cut out when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
I'll go anyway, and I'm going to go home and pack up my stuff and catch the boat tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what to do, Andy. Give me your boat.
I'm getting mad and all excited.
Oh, of all the dirty, low-down, double-crossing crooks, that Kingfish is the lowest. He done took my steamship ticket, and last night he went down and got on the boat himself.
Oh, hello there, Sapphire.
Where was my husband at? He didn't come home last night, and he left a note saying that he was going away to make his fortune, and that he sent to me later.
Yeah, that no good Silver took my ticket and left for Brazil, because he knows that I got a wire from my Uncle Sylvester offering me a job down there, $200 a week.
Good heavens!
What's the matter?
I wanted to fix things so George wouldn't hang around with you no more. And I'm the one that sent you that guy and signed it Uncle Sylvester.
When you see a fellow walking down the street whistling cheerfully, you can just bet on it he's feeling pretty good. And when you hear a woman whistling, especially if she whistles while she's washing clothes, you can make the same bet. She's feeling pretty good. And you can also bet that she's using our new soapy rich Rimsol. That's why she feels so swell. She can see herself that new Rinso gets out more dirt without making her work so hard. And chances are, here's the little tune she's either whistling or singing.
Rinso, hey, Rinso, hey, happy little rest day song. Rinso, hey.
Oh,